Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. On this week's show, we learn more about the great holiday deal that Omnia Fishing has for the fishermen on your shopping list. Omnia President Matt Johnson is coming up in a few minutes. In the Meet the Elite segments, we get to know Emil Wagner of Georgia, who finished fifth in the EQAOI. And then Lee Livesey will join us with an update on exciting things coming on the 2025 Elite Tour and how the anglers and bass are working together. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to do a little sponsor spotlight with Matt Johnson. He is a co-founder and president of Omnia Fishing, and they have just a state-of-the-art app for you for your phone with mapping. And of course, Omnia, you've known Omnia for a long time, that they have great products as well and tremendous pricing. And he joins us now to talk about a really cool deal that they've got this month only. Do a little Christmas shopping, take care of yourself, take care of somebody, that fisherman in your family as well. Matt joins us on the VMC Hook. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
So I heard about this deal that you guys were doing over at Omnia Fishing, and I had to do a double take on it because it seems like, all right, so here's the package. You buy Omnia Pro. It costs $49. Now, if you buy it and use, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you get $10 off of that. So now we're down to basically $39. But for the month of December, when you buy it, you also get a $50 gift card. You guys are paying people basically to get Omnia Pro, right?
That's right. Happy holidays to all anglers out there.
It's a tremendous deal. And of course, this is a great gift as well. I mean, the fisherman, what a great stocking stuffer to get Omnia Pro for that fisherman. And then you keep the $50 gift card for yourself and load up on, you know, good Rapala gear or whatever it is that you like.
Yeah, I like it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the app that you get with Omnia Pro, because this is an ever-evolving thing. And you guys, one of the great things about it, I keep getting updates to the app. And some people say, why do they keep updating it? Well, I love it, because it's getting better and better and better. So let's just talk about that a little bit and some of the features now that you have on this mapping and how, you know, it also works together. Everybody has it, of course, on their units, on their boats, but it's so handy to have this app on your phone and be able to do lake study and weather information and everything else. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've always wanted this to be a really great resource in your back pocket at all times. You're sitting on the couch, you're thinking about a new lake, you're thinking about doing some e-scouting. We really want the Omnia Pro app to just be a great resource available to you. And a lot of people know us about our e-commerce. A lot of people know about our fast shipping and our fishing reports, so that you can make informed decisions about what tackle's working in real time on your lakes. We're doing a lot with that right now. And with Omnia Pro, it really is this kind of elevated, in-your-back-pocket e-scouting tool available available all the time. You get the free Navionics subscription included, and we continue to invest. There's all of the docks and launches. We've got water temperature. We've got some CMAP partnership. We've got vegetation and bottom hardness maps that come in from some of the user-submitted CMAP data. Lots of different really important things in there. And now we're starting to make a lot of investments in waypoint management. All the way back to 2011, any waypoint that you import is completely private, unlimited, and we're going to associate wind speed, wind direction, barometric pressure and trend, cloud cover, all the way back to 2011 to all of those waypoints, so you can sort and filter and make sure you're heading out with the best waypoints that you need for your next trip, and also making sure that you're managing and keeping all of those, learning those patterns quickly on all the waypoints you've been collecting over the last few years.
Yeah, and it's really cool too to get fishing reports. You know, from I live at Tim's Ford Lake in Tennessee, and I can kind of look at that and see the different reports of the, you know, what's going on there, where guys are catching them, how they're catching them, and instantaneously be able to purchase some of the items that are, you know, working on my own lake. I mean, that's a real cool aspect of this whole thing.
Yeah, that's how we wanted to tie the e-scouting component into it, into the tackle retail, because that's what something that we've worked really hard on and something that we're good at. And we want to continue to be a resource for not only your e-commerce needs, but also all of your planning. So as you can imagine, we've got over 30,000 fishing reports that have come in across the country, making really good product recommendations. One of the challenges is that we have so many fishing reports now that this really isn't about, you know, what did somebody catch yesterday? It's really about breaking down. You know, we have some lakes here in Minnesota specifically I look at that have, you know, a couple hundred fishing reports, and we're now using some ways to break down that information to give me really good suggestions about what colors, under what conditions, and sunlight patterns and things like that. So now I'm starting to associate some of those environmental details, some things that I can expect on the next trip, to really hone in exactly what tackle I need.
Yeah, and you guys have Seth Fider, of course, he's one of your partners, and, you know, it's just great to have a resource like that because, yes, sure, based out of Minnesota, but obviously thousands and thousands of lakes all over the country that are covered by this app. But you also have a guy like Seth who's traveling the country, fishing to tour at the highest level, a couple of years ago, Angler of the Year, and, man, it's just got to be a phenomenal resource to have his input on what we look for in mapping and then also product and you know, what the hot products are.
Yeah, that's right. And we rarely green light a new feature without Seth's input. And we always have him review because he has that good national perspective on whether or not the data is showing the right way.
The weather aspect of this is really important, too. And there's a safety factor involved in that, I would think, because, you know, not only on your you know, trips that you're going on locally, but also, you know, if you're going someplace out in the next week or so, you know, to be able to have a good sense of what's coming weather-wise, I think is very, very important.
Yeah, I actually had somebody tell me, said, you know, I spent $49 on your app and you saved me $50 in gas on my first trip because I was looking at the wind speed and I picked a different boat launch to get to the spot that I wanted to go to, changed up my strategy, and saved me some gas in getting out there and battling the wind. So, you know, having all that information in one spot, I think, is a pretty useful resource.
So the Omnia Pro card, it comes as a gift card, all right? And it's just, again, just this month alone in December, in the month of December, this is a great opportunity. You got to go to OmniaFishing.com. All right, it's not on the app necessarily. Just go to OmniaFishing.com on your computer or on your phone. And if you go to OmniaFishing.com/bass, I mean, it can't make it any simpler than that. OmniaFishing.com/bass, you get automatically the 20% discount, which knocks $10 off of the price, basically, of Omnia Pro, knocks it down from $49 to $39. And then on top of that, you get the $50 gift card, and you can either pocket that or make it part of the gift that you're giving somebody as well. And man, you know, I love this as a gift for the fisherman in your family, whether it's a son or a father or a parent or a daughter or whatever. I mean, this is just a great resource all the way around to have, right?
Yeah, that's great. That's right. And I appreciate that. And what the best part about it is every time we jump on a call, you start talking about the ways you're using the app. I mean, you're actually using it. I love that about it. We want to get it in the hands of as many people as possible. getting you that $50 gift card for the month of December only is a good way to kickstart that year of savings. The 10% loyalty credit back on all future purchases, the free shipping, no minimums. You need one bag of plastics, you buy it from us, there's no shipping on it as a pro member. So yeah, exactly right. And then if you need something physical to actually drop into a stocking, some type of gift you want to give away, if you go into the accessories on the site, you can actually buy and have shipped to you a gift card that they can redeem for $0. So you can pay for that subscription on the site as well.
That is incredible. And yeah, the 10% credit back on future purchases. I was just looking at my own account, and I was like, oh, there's $16 in there. I could buy a couple of crankbaits with that. I mean, I didn't even know. I mean, it was a boom. There it is. And there's my credit. So, you know, that's kind of cool. And as far as product goes, I mean, that's something very important as well. You guys have the best products, all of the top line stuff, basically everything that you would find anywhere else, you guys got there, regardless of whether it's Strike King or Rapala or whatever it is, they can buy it right through Omnia.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're a five-year-old company. For the first couple of years, we expanded into about 25,000 unique products, up to almost 30,000 unique products. But we had a trouble because we grew so fast keeping things in stock. That's become a big initiative for us in 2024 and moving into 2025. We got a much better in-stock rate. We've got all the great brands, all the right products, and we have them at a much higher rate now that we've matured and got quite a bit bigger. So, I'd recommend anybody check out the selection and see if that could be meet the needs that you have as an Omnia Pro customer.
Yeah, and our friend Seth, being a Rapala Pro, I see a lot of DTs in here. I can go buy a DT6, a DT8, a DT10. I can buy them all. Here as well, all those great products that you guys have. It is absolutely tremendous, and what a great time of year to do that. Again, the $50 gift card with the Omnia Pro purchase, normally $49, knocks it down to $39 when you go ahead and put it in and you buy it with the code /bass at omniafishing.com/bass. That is just so cool. All right, Matt Johnson has been our guest. Matt, we appreciate you guys so much, everything that you're doing at Omnia, and we wish you happy holidays, and let's sell some baits.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you. Those are great guys, man. I'll tell you what, I've been working with them for about a year now. I use this app all the time. I mean, when I tell you I'm getting ready for a tournament, I'm dropping waypoints on this app. So when I hit the lake, I've got like a laundry list of places that I'm already going to thanks to the Omnia app that I have on my phone. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back more right after this. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time for another Meet the Elites segment, the nine new guys that are coming into the Elite Series. And, you know, some of these guys come in with some pretty good chops. Emil Wagner, I mean, he won a BFL All-American, $120,000 or so on Lake Hartwell, and was on a path over there, and he decided, you know what, I need to switch gears and make a run at the Elites. And that's what he did. And all he did was go out and fish just nine tournaments. Now, this is it. This past year, Indy Opens was his first go-around with the Opens and with Bass. And one stumble, but, you know, top 45 out of 200 boats, you know, the top 45 will make a check. And Emil Wagner made a check in eight of the nine events. I mean, that's pretty impressive stuff. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Emil, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm down here in South Georgia, visiting the girlfriend's family, doing a little fishing, and I'm happy to be on here. It's been a fun year, and I'm excited to fish the Elites, that's for sure.
You don't go anywhere without towing that sweet Phoenix around with you, do you?
No, it's, if I go more than like 2 or 3 days without making a cast, I get pretty antsy, so I knew I was going to be down here for close to a week, so I was like, I'm bringing the boat whether y'all like it or not.
That's good stuff. Which model are you running?
I'm right now, I've got a 21 XE Phoenix, and I've got a 250 Yamaha on the back. That I love it. It's my first year running their big water boat, I guess. I've had three 721s before this. Love those, but I knew we were going to some big water places this year, and it's pretty sweet. You can go, you know, 60, 55, 60 through the biggest water you want, and it just cuts right through it. So
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, the PHX had that kind of a haul as well. I ran that for a number of years. And what's the plan for 2025? You staying in an XE, or are you moving into a different, you're going to try something else?
You know, I was kind of torn between that. I was going to get another one because I loved it, but I think I'm going to run I ordered a 921.
So nice.
I'm going to give that one a shot. And then at that point, I'll kind of have tried all three of the primary holes that I would think I would want to run. So by the end of next year, I think I'll know which hole I'd want to spend, you know, I guess the rest of my career in.
Yeah, I actually ran into Phoenix founder Gary Klaus, who doesn't live too far from me here in Winchester. Ran into him earlier this week at dinner, and such a great guy. And he and Teresa Johnson and the staff over there, Jeff and Jason, all those guys, they're just such great guys. Yeah. And it's kind of cool, you know, to have a relationship with one of the last of the Mohicans when it comes to you know, an independent boat dealer, and the fact that you can talk to the owner, you know, like he's one of the, you know, just one of the guys.
100%. And it was cool too, even, you know, when I had my first Phoenix, you know, early college, I was calling them, and, you know, I'm obviously, you know, I'm nobody to them, but they, you know, their customer service was always insane. I mean, you'd call in and it didn't matter what it was. They would get you fixed up really quick. So that was definitely something that kept me running one.
Yeah, well, you're somebody now because you're an Elite Series angler. And, you know, you got off to a good start to the season at Lake Okeechobee. You were 12th there, and you got to think, oh, this isn't too bad. I can knock this out pretty good. And, you know, and then Ouachita, you're 24th, and you're rolling. And then the next thing you go to Santee Cooper Lakes, and you finish almost last. I mean, what happened there when you spun out at Santee Cooper?
I mean, I've spent a lot of time thinking about that tournament, obviously, and I have, I have never, that was the worst, just bomb spin out. Everything you can put into a bad tournament happened there. And it obviously at the time I was like, really, that had to happen like at an open, like even like a Toyota, like I've never had one that bad. You know, I've had some mid pack finishes, whatever, but that one, I mean, I just totally missed the boat. And looking back on it, it was my fault. It was getting warmer and warmer and warmer every single day. And I think by the time that tournament started, they had all flooded the bank. And I was trying to catch them in between, like on some little hard spots and stumps and brush piles, you know, kind of leading into spawning areas. And I was catching some really big ones in practice, but it, you know, the numbers kept getting lower and lower and lower. And like I said, I should have seen it coming, but I was pretty hard-headed, and by the time I tried to change it up, you know, the second day of the tournament, it was just too late, and I couldn't get anything going. It was one of those things, you go to one spot, you're already thinking about the next spot, and I mean, I didn't even lose them. I just sucked.
Yeah. turned it around in a hurry, that's for sure. Emil Wagner with us here, Elite, and I mean, you just turned this thing around. You went right to Lake Martin, or to Logan Martin, and finished fourth in the next event there, then 12th, 18th, 7th, 11th. I mean, this is an incredible run that you go on here, you know, to secure your spot all the way to the point where at Lake Martin in the final event, a nice little 27th place finish gets it done. But again, there's 200 guys plus in these tournaments, and you're finishing in the top 20 every single event. I mean, just talk about that roll that you got on.
Yeah, it was crazy. And you know, I've wondered that too, you know, if Santee didn't happen, you know, that role isn't quite what it is. You know, it's hard to say, obviously, looking back on it, but I definitely had a bit of a fire under my ass, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to Logan Martin, and you know, it's funny, it's like in the points, once you're in that top 10, you almost fish more nervous, and like you're just thinking about everything a little too much, and like you're trying to think of how you can just catch an okay bag. And I was in a position where I was like, dude, I got a freaking top 10, top 20, the rest of these things if I want a chance. So I guess it was just a combo of hard work and practice. I mean, daylight to dark, obviously, all 5 days, trying to just, you know, what I always tell people is, I think that helps me in tournaments, is I try to, you know, never think you have enough. Even if you're like, I've got 30, 40 places I can catch them, it's like, cool, find 10 more. Because by the time that open starts, half of them are going to have boats on them. The other half, you know, they're going to leave. So it's like, if you've got 50 places you think you can catch a bass, you're probably going to be able to catch a bass off about 10 of them by the time the open starts.
Right.
Just because of, you know, how big the field is and all the pressure. So I think it was a combo of just a lot of hard work. And obviously I just got fortunate in some of them, got some big bites when I needed them. And it was awesome. I learned so much. And Logan Martin, I mean, that one, just thinking about that one, that last full day of practice, I found that spot where I caught pretty much, you know, 13 of the 15 fish I weighed in, and just a lot of good decisions after that.
Emil Wagner with us.
Definitely crazy.
Yeah, finished fifth in the EQ standings, about 100 points or so behind Easton Fothergill. But again, that 189 finish, I mean, if you just finished top 50, you know, you got to, I mean, you had this incredible run. So who knows? If you finished top 50, maybe you finish you know, in the 30s and other events.
I've already looked at it. I've already looked at it.
You go back and do the math. Like you could have won the whole AOI.
If I would have, I think it was like I needed like a 95th or something.
Yeah, that's it's about right. Yeah, you would have just gotten into the top 100. You probably win AOI, but that's good stuff. Now, at what point in time do you start? At what point in time do you start working on your sponsorship and your plans and everything else for the elites? And then we get the news that there's no entry fee for the elites, and who knows, that might change a little bit between now and February. But what, you know, how did that all go in terms of making this transition now to the highest level of professional fishing the Elite Series coming up in just a couple of months?
Yeah, so luckily for me, you know, I really didn't have too much sponsor support up until this year. I got on board with Pure Fishing and some other, you know, really, really good brands. And pretty much I got to work on it right after I qualified. I didn't want to make any of those phone calls before I qualified for superstition purposes, but I got to work on it right away. And I've got, you know, I'd say 80-90% of it figured out for next year. And it's kind of weird in the opens too, when you get done, you know, a lot of those companies have already figured out and finished their budgets by the end of October. So we're kind of scrambling to figure it all out, but still going to have Pure Fishing on board, and pretty much everyone who's on board with me now is going to stay on, and super fortunate to have all those guys. And, yeah, it wasn't really, I guess I've been fishing tournaments most of my whole life. So it wasn't, I guess it wasn't like a total, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I guess when I qualified, it wasn't like I was like, just, oh crap, what am I going to do now?
Yeah. What do you
I
do now?
Yeah. A game plan in place. So it's looking pretty good for next year, and definitely interesting with the no entry fees. Like you said, I'm sure, you know, something could change between now and the beginning of the season, but definitely was a pretty shocking email to open there a couple weeks ago.
Well, and you look at the schedule, it sets up well, I think, for you, and you got to have that one circled in April. Of course, the folks at Lake Hartwell and Anderson are one of our big sponsors, have been for a number of years. Visit Anderson and Hartwell, such a great place, and you went in there and took the 100 grand plus out of there in the All-American a few years ago. So you got to be kind of pointing towards that in April.
Yeah, definitely. I'll never turn down a tournament on Hartwell. I'm not going to say, I won't lie, though. The one month of the year I usually don't catch them that good in tournaments on Hartwell is in April.
Really?
I would love to turn that around next year. Yeah, they get really spread out. Like, there's a bunch of them on bed. The herring spawn over there really isn't that good. It's something I love to do on Lanier, but every time I've done it over there, I catch a bunch. They're just not that big. There's a lot of big cruisers. I mean, you can obviously go fish brush, but a lot of the big ones aren't out there yet. They get really spread out, and I usually try to do too much, but I'm going to try to take a different approach next year, because I feel like I know what I need to do. It's just usually in tournaments over there in April, I need it later into May or earlier in the year. But like I said, I'll never turn down a tournament on Hartwell. So I'm fired up for that one. I'm actually really excited for that 10 killer one. I've never been there, but I looked at it on a map, and I like the way that one sets up. But I had some good tournaments this year. I didn't expect to have good tournaments.
There you
go.
I'm
honestly equally as excited for St. John's as I am for Hartwell. I'm really looking forward to all of them.
Well, if you want to go catch some fat spots at Lake Lanier, Emil Wagner is your guy. Go get him while you can, because the day's going to come where he's not going to have much time left to do some guiding. But check out his Facebook page at Emil Wagner Fishing, and you can go ahead and book a trip with him as well, the newest Elite Series angler. Emil, appreciate you so much, and look forward to seeing you out there in the coming season.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. And if anyone's listening that wants to go fishing and catch some big spots, definitely feel free to give me a call. We'll make it happen.
There you go. I may have to take him up on that myself. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Lee Livesey will join us with some very interesting news on things that are coming up in the 2025 Elite Series. We'll get that in next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised in the Open, Lee Livesey, top 20 finish on the Elite Series this past year. And a guy that just does a tremendous job. He's a big fish guy for sure, and thought it'd be a good time to catch up with him. He's got a little one running around, and it's always great at holiday time to have a little guy, a little girl running around. And that's what he's got over there in Texas, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Lee, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
It's always cool to have a little kid in the house, right, when it's holiday time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Halloween was awesome. I'm sure Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to be even better.
Number of things. Obviously, it's been a very interesting, to say the least, off season, a short off season, as always, it seems like these days in professional fishing, but an interesting off season. I mean, first we got the decision on the forward facing sonar and the new regulations going in on behalf of on bass, and there'll be, you know, the major circuits all doing something a little bit different. And then also, of course, the no entry fee deal. We'll get to that in a moment. But when you saw what they did with forward facing, and you're a pretty versatile guy, and you're a guy that's very good offshore, but you're also a guy that you know, likes to hammer them in power fishing. But when you saw what they did it amount to?
Hold on, I got one.
Oh, wait a minute, he's got one. He's got one on Lake Cherokee in Texas. Wait, we got live fishing here. I feel like Tommy Sanders. Oh, we're hooked up. We're hooked up with Lee Livesey. Any size to this fish or what?
It is actually a spotted bass in
a
East Texas.
Spot in East Texas? What are they doing now? Do you have spotted bass? Might be a record if it's a spot in East Texas. Any size?
I caught it on forward facing sonar.
Ah, there you go. Where were you? Did you get it on the little minnow? Did you get it on the little jig head minnow?
No. Just got on jerk bait, 6 cents, 106 per boat.
There you go. All right, that's good stuff. Live fishing on the radio. We get live fishing on TV, but we don't get a lot of live fishing on the radio. So there's Lee Livesey. Yeah, is it a keeper?
I'm done. I'm not going to cast again.
Don't cast again. You might catch another one. Is it a keeper?
It's a keeper. I'm letting the boys get up there and fish till we get through, so we don't get interrupted.
There you go. Well, we don't have long, but that'll be good stuff. That'd be good when we get to our technique in a week a little bit about jerk baiting in 60-degree water in East Texas, but. When you heard what they did with the forward facing, much to do about nothing? Or do you think, you know what, this is good, at least everybody is on the same playing field, we're not going to have these things hanging off all, you know, off the boat all over the place? What was your take?
I definitely think it's a step in the right direction. Just, you know, we were getting kind of outrageous with all the stuff that we were putting on the boats, you know, $40,000-$50,000 in electronics. So I think it kind of helps the guys coming in that are new or not connected to a brand, you know, not have to spend the X amount of money to try to keep up with the group. So I think it helped there. I wish they would have put some kind of restrictions on the actual live scope for X amount of tournaments, so we could have seen if there was a difference there or not.
Right.
But you know, that's Bass's decision. So that's the way they went with it. So we have it every tournament, but I definitely wish we could have seen it, you know, some half and half is what I want. I want half with it, half without it, however they wanted to do that. And let the audience tell what they wanted to see. But
yeah, I wondered.
Think it's a step in the right direction.
I was a proponent of that idea. First time I heard it was Brandon Cobb saying it. You know, every other tournament or half the schedule with it and half without it and so on. But I do know that there's a lot of non-endemic fans that are watching, and I wondered whether or not it would be a little bit confusing to them. It's like, wait a minute, this week they can use this stuff, and then the next one they can't. Do you think with the schedule itself, does the schedule maybe control it a little bit? Or do you think, no, man, wide open, every tournament's going to be a forward-facing tournament?
The schedule this year definitely allows for some non-forward facing sonar tournaments, a few, the guys catch them with it everywhere we go. It doesn't matter. So, Patrick was catching them on it at the Sabine River the last time we were there.
Yeah.
So not everyone, but he definitely caught multiple pretty big fish with it. I talked to him. So, if you can do it there, you can do it anywhere. So it's going to play anywhere we go. These guys are getting too good with it.
Do you think the fish are getting conditioned at all to it? I know Greg Hackling says that he's seen them swimming away from his boat at some particular point in time. Do you think that they're getting conditioned to it like they would get conditioned sometimes to lures and things like that?
Yeah, for sure, a little bit, but it doesn't matter. The guys are still going to go through enough fish a day to catch, five of the right ones with it. So
yeah.
They definitely do. They get conditioned to anything in fishing, but it's still that dominant.
I don't know how much guiding you're doing anymore, but when you take people out, are they fascinated by it, like wanting to learn it? Would you take people out specifically to say, hey, teach me how to use this forward-facing thing because apparently I need to do it?
They definitely are, and I don't like to guide with it because it's hard to guide with it with two people. If you just had one, it wouldn't be bad, but a hot subject for the general public right now.
Lee Levesey joining us here. All right, let's talk about no entry fee, because that kind of came out of the blue. I remember I'll never forget when I got that email. It was like, what? No entry fee? And just the first thing you think of is, all right, you're going to fish for the same amount of money with no entry fee. And then I thought, well, where's the other $500,000 per event going to come from? Because that's what you guys as anglers were putting into each event, $500,000 of angler money. And so I figured it would be something different. And then, of course, when we got to the payouts, that created some consternation. And there could be some tweaking that goes on before the season actually comes. But overall, what's your thought of not having to lay out $45,000 of your money or sponsor money to fish the
Hold
circuit?
Hold on, we got a big one.
Oh,
we got
gosh,
a big one.
Guys,
hold on.
These
take
guys.
Your time. Take your time. Take your time.
Guys, just catching fish,
all right,
man.
Both of them. On a jig.
No net.
On a jig.
You don't need no net. It's a largemouth?
Yeah, good largemouth on a jig.
Nice.
I just heard the hooks that finally had my back turned. I thought it was a giant. I was actually out filming with Six Sense, Ben Milliken,
yeah,
and another angler that joined us, and Caleb Summerall, knew I was filming, and he called me like five times in a row. I'd just hear my phone buzzing, and finally I answered. I was like, dude, I'm filming. He's like, oh, you got to check this out, no entries. And I was like, oh, no crap,
Yeah.
Hung up on him, checked it out, and I was like, that's awesome, went back to filming. Then, like, 5 minutes later, he called me, like, five more times. I was like, dude, what? I'm filming. And he was like, yeah, hold that thought. You didn't look at the payouts yet. And I was like, oh, crap. And obviously, we were all let down there that there was $4 million gone there or however much it is. So I was kind of pissed at first. Didn't know what to think, got off the water that afternoon. Everybody else had already talked. There was already spreadsheets out on, me and you and every angler pretty much already had a spreadsheet made on,
yeah,
what they were. And, I've been a top performer, every year that I've been in the elites money wise. So I was in the red, I was the guy that was losing $17,000 to $25,000 with this new payout. So I was pissed. I was calling everybody from crews to you to me to whatever, trying to figure this out. And then after a few days, I calmed down and, looked at the numbers and, I think it's the right step in the right direction. Again, like it wasn't a malicious attack on us anglers from Bass. They thought it was a good thing. And it is a good thing. It's what we need. It's what we want. We just need to figure out how to get some more money relocated into the payouts, to make it a little bit better, and we'll make our money off of sponsors with our platform at Bassmaster. But definitely the step in the right direction. I'm not sure what we're going to do to it yet. We're definitely going to move around money, you know, whether it's as is just to make the bottom better or vice versa, whether it's putting a little bit of money in on our end or getting some sponsors to come in and put some money in to the anglers through Bass. You know, we started a group of anglers, kind of like a union shortly after that. And, you know, we had a meeting, the reps, I was voted as a rep. We had five reps and a president. We had a meeting last week with Bassmaster in Birmingham last Tuesday. Had a great meeting. Probably got more work done in that day, in that meeting, than we have in the last 6 years as a organization and as a group of anglers. So we're definitely getting pointed in the right direction with everybody to figure it out. You know, and we're doing some voting as anglers as a group to see what we want, to see if we want to go back with entries a little bit more, all the way, no entries. You know, it's kind of just a 51% wins kind of deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, so and it doesn't.
We're definitely working on it. You know what I mean?
It sounds good. It doesn't have to be a contentious thing. A lot of times people think, you know, union or whatever, immediately they think that it has to be contentious. But you guys are all in this together. And if everybody understands that everybody is got the best interests of tournament fishing, you know, in their hearts, then I think, you know, you can get somewhere that would make some sense. And that's what I was surprised. I was like, look, if you're going to take $500,000 out of each tournament, it's almost like, okay, we're going to have a side pot now. Everybody's going to throw a grand in over here, and then we're going to fish for a little extra on the side. Or, you know, I think people would have been thrilled if they had heard that the entry fee had fallen to some lower level, much lower level. And again, you know, looking towards sponsors to see what they can do. But it sounds like you guys are on top of it, which is really good stuff. And we'll just see how it grows. But it looks like there's a base format in place that you guys can work with and then grow from there. Does that sound right?
Yeah, we're definitely working in the right direction. And it's not a union like we're walking out like what happened in 2018. It's a union It's a group of guys working with Bassmaster to help them make decisions so Chase and Bass doesn't have to talk to 102 guys when there's a decision getting made. You know, they can talk to six of us. So that's what we're doing. We're making it better for Bass, better for us.
Are these reps like based on regions? Like, are you the rep for Texas? Is that what you are? Or do you just pick five guys and that's it to rep the whole organization?
No, they kind of categorize the anglers into five different groups kind of on, you know, likeness, age, time they came into to the elites, you know. So it's Mark Menendez, myself, Drew Benton, Alex Metherall, and Ben Milliken, and then John Cruz is the president.
So I was going to say, you got to have Cruz in there because he's on both sides of this deal. You know what I mean? He's,
That's so great. You got a little bit of everything, and we're all on the same page, and, you know, nobody's biased, but everybody has their own group, and we vote on stuff as a group, and then I take my group to, you know, the other four reps, and we look at the percentages. It's just a union percentage almost, so.
Yeah.
It's all good. You know, you got guys in that are pro forward facing sonar, guys that are against it, guys that are young, guys that are old, veterans, everything.
I like it. And you and Milliken, I mean, can you guys aren't voting as a block now, are you? I mean, you guys can, you know, if you got one thought and Ben's got a different thought, you know, I know Ben's a free thinker. He's another guy that's a businessman too. You're all businessmen. You all run your own business anyway, but it's kind of good to have a guy like Milliken in there, you know, a second year guy that's got a lot of thoughts about stuff like this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Ben's had some great thoughts and is smart and very outspoken like myself. So
good.
You know, that's what we need. And, you know, and Alex Weatherall is the same way. He was way smarter than I'll ever be. Like, he had so many – hold on. There he is. Out of the back of the boat.
You're not supposed to be fishing. You said you weren't going to fish for 8 minutes. You give me 8 minutes of not fishing, for God's sakes. All right,
I had to
good.
Pick up a rod. We kind of got by this intake, and I had to pick up a rod.
I hear you.
By the cypress tree and got one.
Well, listen, have a great Thanksgiving and Christmas. I can't wait to hear what you guys come up with. I'm glad that you guys are all working together on this deal, and we'll look forward to chatting again, man. The season will be here before you know it.
Heck yeah, we got another one on in the front of the boat, so we're starting to bite.
Let me see. You don't need no stinking entry fees. You're gonna the way you're fishing now. You're just take that $100,000 off the top. All right, man. I appreciate you as always.
Hold on.
Okay.
Might have another bite. Yeah, there he is. That's a better one. Hold on. Oh yeah, there he is. That's a better one. 6-inch hybrid jig to the dome. That's a good one.
slipped right back on the same cypress tree and got a big one.
There you go. All right, man. I appreciate you, Lee.
Sorry, interrupted.
No problem.
The radio show today.
No, the fish got in the way, but that's okay. We love it. We love it. That's good stuff. First time we've had that many live fish catches on one show. All right, man. I appreciate you.
Always appreciate you, man. Appreciate it, Bassmaster. Thank you.
Nothing like some live fish catches on the air. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How'd you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date or record additional context such as current weather and water temp and clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage, so you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. And for December only, with your purchase of Omnia Pro, you receive a $50 gift card to give or to keep. We won't tell. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio boat is being rigged over at the Phoenix plant as we speak, and this one is a brand new model for 2025. It's the 919 ZXL powered by a Mercury 225, and I am very excited to get into that bad boy. Using the same thought process as the 721, Phoenix took the front bow area and redesigned it to accommodate a fiberglass stacked option. The 919 ZXL includes all of the same beloved standard features from the 919 Pro XP, with the addition of the vinyl dual dash shroud as a standard feature. And the dual dash will be sporting two Garmin units, while two more Garmins are stacked on the front bow. Power pole blades will offer shallow water anchoring as well, and all of this will be beautifully wrapped by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.